Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, my burden, is this matter of first love.
今天早上我的负担是关乎这件事，就是起初的爱。
And why is this matter important today?
为什么今天这件事情这么重要呢？
Because without first love, it is impossible.To have the reality of Philadelphia.
因为没有起初的爱的话，不可能有腓拉铁菲的实际。
Without first love, it is impossible to have brotherly love.
如果没有起初的爱，我们不可能有弟兄的爱。
I believe that we all had this desire after this time of gathering in San Antonio.To long for the reality of Philadelphia.
我们中间很多人在夏令会之后都有这样一个心意，就是在我们中间有腓拉铁菲，弟兄相爱。
It has to start with first love.
但这必须从起初的爱开始。
That's the burden for this morning, so we can consider together the first love.
所以这是我今天早上的负担，让我们一起来思想起初的爱。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2 verse 4.
让我们先打开到启示录第二章第四节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4.
启示录第二章第四节。
But I have this against you, that you have left.Your first love.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
This is a serious matter that God has something against us.
这是很严重的事，因为神有一件事要责备我们。
I don't think there's anything is more serious when God is against us.
我想没有一件事比这件更严重，就是神要责备我们。
So when we read the Bible, we cannot read it lightly.
所以我们读圣经的时候，不能就这么轻松地读过去。
If you focus on this word against you,
我们需要来注目在这个词，就是责备。
Then you know how serious this matter is.
然后你就知道这件事有多严重。
It doesn't matter.That you labor for the Lord.
不在乎你为神有多少的劳苦。
It doesn't matter that you have perseverance.
也不在乎你为神有多少的受苦。
It doesn't matter whether you can even test the false prophet.
也不在乎你是不是能够试出谁是假先知。
God will remove the lampstand from us if we do not have first love.
但如果我们没有起初的爱心，神会把我们中间的金灯台挪去。
Again, we cannot read this lightly.
再说一遍，我们不能这么轻看我们所读的话。
Remove the lampstand from us is a very serious matter.
把金灯台从我们中间挪去是一件非常严重的事。
And it's all because a lack of first love.
都是因为我们离弃了那起初的爱心。
So therefore, we do want to consider this morning, what is first love?
所以今天我们要在思想什么是起初的爱心。
Have we left our first love?
我们是不是已经离弃了这起初的爱心？
Let's read Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
让我们再来读罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The love of God has been poured out within our heart through the Holy Spirit.
所以是圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
John chapter 11, verse 1 to verse 5.
约翰福音十一章第一到第五节。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
有一个患病的人名叫拉萨路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚是就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉萨路是她的兄弟，她姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子，并拉萨路。
Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42.
路加福音第十章三十八到四十二节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42.
路加福音十章三十八到四十二节。
Now, as they were traveling alone, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary.Who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things.But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事情多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？”吩咐他来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
John chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 3.
约翰福音十二章一到三节。
John chapter 12, verse 1 through verse 3.
约翰福音十二章一到三节。
Jesus, therefore, 6 days.Before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving. But Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filledwith the fragrance of the perfume.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉萨路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉萨路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真纳达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
John 14, verse 23.
约翰福音十四章二十三节。
Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
John 13, verse 8.
约翰福音十三章八节。
13 verse 8.
约翰福音十三章八节。
Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
Finally, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3.
最后一处是在哥林多前书八章三节。
First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3.
哥林多前书八章三节。
But if anyone loves God, he is known by him.
若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
But if anyone loves God, he is known by him.
若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
Father, we want to praise you again for allowing us to come around your table.
父啊，我们再一次来感谢你，因为您让我们可以围绕在你的桌子面前。
To enjoy your abundance.
来享受你的丰盛。
And we do thank you for such a privilege for sinners such as us.
感谢你为我们这样的罪人却预留了这样的特权。
We do thank you that you have poured out your love within our heart through the Holy Spirit.
感谢你，因为你已经借着圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And this morning, we want to come and to dwell in your presence again.
今天我们愿意再进到你面前，在你的同在里。
As we consider this matter of first love,We ask your mercy and grace.
在我们来思想起初的爱这个题目的时候，我们求你的恩典跟怜悯。
Because it is important in your heart about this matter.
因为在你的心中，这是何等严重的一件事。
I pray this morning that this become an important matter in our heart as well.
主啊，愿意今天在我们心里也成为那一件重要的事。
We are again to.Confess our inability to speak your word.
我们在你面前再来承认，我们是不能来说你的话。
Therefore, we pray, we ask for your mercy.
所以我们现在来求你的怜悯。
For all of us.
为所有的人。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we need to consider what is first love.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要来思考什么是起初的爱。
And if we do not think about, we all have some idea what first love is.
如果不这样来思考的话，我们每个人对起初的爱都有自己的观念。
But there's only one true meaning of first love.
但是对起初的爱来讲，只有一个意思。
But then I need to ask you to consider this. Do you?Know whether you have first love.
所以我现在要请大家来思考的就是，我们有没有起初的爱？
When our Lord Jesus wrote to church in Ephesians, do you think the saints in Ephesus knew that they did not have first love?
所以当约翰写启示录给以弗所的教会，写书信给以弗所教会的时候，你觉得以弗所的圣徒们，他们知不知道自己没有起初的爱？
I believe they didn't know.
我相信他们完全不知道。
They did not know they have no first love.
我觉得他们完全不知道自己已经没有了起初的爱。
They didn't know the Lord is about to remove the lampstand from them.
而且他们不知道神要在他们中间把金灯台挪去。
Therefore, I contend, if we lost the first love, then we would not have known it.
所以我现在要来跟大家讲的就是，如果我们离弃了起初的爱，我们是不知道的。
Require the Lord speaking to us once again.
所以我们需要神再来对我们说话。
Require ability to hear the word.
所以让我们有能力可以听到他的话。
It is actually the mercy of God for someone to realize he or she does not have first love.
所以这是需要有神的怜悯才让一个人可以知道原来他没有起初的爱。
It is a blessing for someone to realize He had lost the first love.
所以对于一个人来讲，他如果知道已经把起初的爱离弃了，对他是一个祝福。
So do not think that it's a pity for someone to realize he or she lost the first love.
所以如果一个人意识到他已经离弃了起初的爱，这不是一个很可怜的事。
It is actually a blessing.
这其实是一个祝福。
It's tragic for those who do not know they have lost the first love.
对那些完全不知道自己 离弃了起初的爱的人来讲，那是一个悲剧。
And continue on this earth without the knowing that he lost the first love already.
他们在这个路地上还在行走，却不知道自己已经离弃了起初的爱。
So therefore we must consider seriously, have we lost the first love?
所以我们必须要认真的来思考，我们有没有离弃那起初的爱。
And do not think that we knew the answers.
不要以为我们知道答案。
The most difficult question to answer is, do you love me?
最难回答的一个问题就是，你爱我吗？
It is the most difficult questions to answer.
这是一个最难回答的问题。
Because we do not know whether we love the Lord with first love or not.
因为我们自己不知道我们有没有用起初的爱来爱神。
And Romans chapter 5 verse 5 told us what is first love.
在罗马书五章五节告诉我们什么是起初的爱。
The love of God has been poured out within our heart through the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The love of God is first love.
神的爱就是那起初的爱。
The love of God poured out within our heart through the Holy Spirit is first love.
当圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里的时候，那就是起初的爱。
Therefore, the first love is the love of Christ.
所以起初的爱就是基督的爱。
After we believe in the Lord, something happened in our heart.
当我们信主那一天开始，在心里就有一些事情发生。
We found in our heart a love toward the children of God.
在我们心里突然我们发现对神的儿女也有一个爱。
This love transcends race, nationality, ages, genders, everything else.
所以这个爱已经超过了种族，超过了国度，超过了语言，超过了我们的性别还有年龄。
It is first love.
这是起初的爱。
I remember more than 10 years ago I traveled to Nigeria.
我还记得十年前我去旅行到尼日利亚。
And my colleagues brought me to a worship with the Christians there.
然后我的同事就带我到当地一个敬拜的地方跟圣徒一起。
I did not know them.
我从来不认识他们。
Different race.
是完全不同的种族。
Different nationalities.
是不同的国度。
Different way of worship.
而且我们敬拜的方式都不一样。
But I felt at home. In that place.
但是在那个地方我觉得像在家里一样。
How can that be?
怎么能这样呢?
How can you find yourself at home with people you have never met?
你怎么可能在一群你从来没有见过的人中间却找到一个家的感觉?
Where this bond between us?Come from.
当这个把我们之间联系在一起的这个连接到底是什么？
It's first love.
就是这起初的爱。
It's love of Christ.
就是基督的爱。
And after the worship, a couple invite us to their home.
当敬拜之后，有一对夫妻就邀请我到他们家里。
And to share a meal and to have more fellowship.
然后我们就一起来用餐，而且更多的交通。
This is not from natural love.
这不是从天然的爱可以做到的。
This is the love of Christ.
这是从基督来的爱。
It is first love.
这是起初的爱。
It is the first love that caused Peter to drop that fishing boat and follow Jesus.
是那个起初的爱。最初让彼得可以撇下他的渔船渔网来跟从耶稣。
It's first love that caused John to forego his fishing nets and follow the Lord Jesus.
也是这个起初的爱让约翰撇下他的渔网来跟从耶稣。
They did not sit down and do any kinds of calculations.
他 他们没有坐下来计算任何的事。
And it's that first love that caused them just to go.
是那个起初的爱就让他们起来去。
It's the first love that caused Samaritan woman to just left the water pot and went into the city.
是这个起初的爱让那个撒玛利亚的妇人把水瓶就丢在那里进到城里面。
He was no longer ashamed of what he had done.
他已经不再为自己以前的事情再有羞耻。
In the past, she was so ashamed of herself.
以前他为着自己非常的羞耻。
But that day, she dropped that water bottle and told everybody.
但是那一天他把水瓶放在那里把自己的事告诉所有的人。
It's first love.
这是那个起初的爱。
It's the first love that caused that little boy to offer his 5 loaves and 2 fish to Jesus.
是这个起初的爱让那个小男孩可以把他的五饼二鱼来献给耶稣。
That was all he had.
那个就是他当时所有的一切。
That was his lunch.
那个就是他当时的午餐。
But out of first love,He offered everything to the Lord.
但是因着起初的爱，他把这一切都献给主。
This is first love.
这是起初的爱。
It's not a calculated love.
这不是一个计算的爱。
It's a spontaneous love.
是一个即刻的爱。
This love doesn't count any cost.
在这个爱里面，你不计算任何的代价。
However, there is enemy to this love.
但是对着这个爱，却有仇敌。
And oftentimes, we do not realize that there is enemy against this love.
有的时候，我们完全没有意识到，在这个起初的爱里面有一个仇敌。
不是在起初的爱，有一个仇敌。
有一个仇敌。
And this enemy is our best friend.
这个仇敌是我们最好的朋友。
Therefore, we don't realize that.
所以我们根本就没有意识到。
We never realize that this is the enemy of our first love.
我们没有意识到这个仇敌是起初的爱的仇敌。
And this enemy is our natural love.
这个仇敌就是我们天然的爱。
And we often do not distinguish.Between first love and natural love.
很多时候我们不能来区别起初的爱跟天然的爱。
And we do not realize our natural love is the biggest enemy of first love.
而且我们没有意识到天然的爱是起初的爱的仇敌。
In order for the Lord Jesus to gain first love, oftentimes our Lord Jesus must separate our natural love from first love.
所以主耶稣要得着起初的爱之前，他总是要先把天然的爱跟起初的爱区别开来。
And you read the Bible, this happened times and again.
你要读圣经的话，这件事一直在发生。
So Martha and Mary, they had a brother, Lazarus was sick.
马大跟玛利亚他们有一个兄弟拉萨路患病了。
Martha and Mary knew one thing, that Lord Jesus loved them and loved Lazarus.
所以马大玛利亚他们知道一件事，就是耶稣爱他们姐妹并他们的兄弟拉萨路。
Therefore the same word to Jesus, he whom you love is sick.
所以他们就叫人把这个消息带给耶稣，说你爱的拉萨路病了。
In their mind, the Jesus will come quickly.And healed their brother Lazarus.
在他们的意念里面，耶稣要很快的来到他们这里，来治愈他们的弟弟拉撒路。
And Jesus didn't come right away.
但是耶稣没有马上来。
And wait for 2 more days.
他在那里等了两天。
And by the time Jesus came to Bethany, Lazarus was in the tomb for 4 days.
所以当耶稣来到伯大尼的时候，拉撒路已经在坟墓里面4天了。
Can you imagine?How Martha and Mary felt during those time of waiting and watching their brother die.
你能够想象吗？就是马大跟玛利亚在这四天的时间里面，一边等候，一边看着他们的弟弟进入死亡里面。
Lord is doing one thing, trying to separate their natural love from first love.
主在那里做一件事，就是要把他们的天然的爱跟起初的爱分开。
Brother and sister, do you still love the Lord if Lazarus died?
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果拉撒路死了，你还爱主吗？
If we only have natural love toward Jesus, we will no longer be able to love him when Lazarus died.
如果我们对主耶稣只有天然的爱，当拉撒路死了的时候，我们就不能再来爱主。
God had this thing in mind to separate that natural love from first love.
所以在神的意念里面，他要把拉撒路这件事上，要把天然的爱跟起初的爱分开。
No, Peter loved our Lord Jesus.
彼得他是爱主耶稣的。
So he said, even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away.
所以彼得曾经这么讲，众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
There is no question Peter loved our Lord Jesus.
所以在这里看，彼得爱耶稣似乎是毫无疑问的。
But Jesus must separate the natural love in Peter from first love.
但是在彼得里面，主耶稣一定要把天然的爱跟起初的爱分开。
Therefore, Lord allowed Jesus allowed Peter to come to the courtyard of high priest.
所以耶稣就带领着彼得到了大祭司的院里。
And the servant girl said to Peter,
然后这个使女就对彼得讲，
You too were with Jesus, the Galilean.
你也是跟那个加利利的耶稣一伙的。
And at this time, Jesus separated the natural love from Peter.
在这个时候，耶稣就把彼得里面天然的爱分开了。
Natural love is not enough for Peter to say, yes, I was.
所以天然的爱不能让彼得有能力来说，是的，我跟耶稣在一起。
It's not enough.
不足够。
The separation occurred in that courtyard.
所以在那个院子里面，天然的爱跟起初的爱就被分开了。
And Peter realized that his love for the Lord evaporates.
这个时候彼得就发现他对主的爱完全的蒸发掉了。
He couldn't overcome the circumstances with his natural love.
所以在那个环境里面，他天然的爱不可能让他得胜。
This is what I said is so hard to answer that question. Do we love the Lord?
所以我刚才讲过，回答你爱我吗这句话是最困难的问题。
Because we have not come to the courtyard yet.
因为很多时候我们还没有到那个院子里。
How do we know we love the Lord if we have not come to the courtyard of high priest?
如果我们没有到大祭司的院子里面，我们怎么知道对神有没有起初的爱？
That's why we want to consider, do we love our Lord Jesus?
所以今天我们要来思想，我们是不是爱主耶稣？
Maybe you're given a service of teaching.
也许给了你一个教导的服事。
And you prepare very hard.
你很劳苦的来准备。
So you give that lessons.
然后你就把这个课程教出来。
And everyone come to you say, howGreat a job you are doing.
如果大家都来说，你刚才教得很好。
And how encouraging it has been.
啊，我们都被鼓励了。
How blessed the lesson is.
这个你刚才所讲的，对我们真的是很大的祝福。
It's very easy to love the Lord at that time.
那个时候你来爱主是很容易的。
And you love the Lord even more.
而且你更爱主。
But what about after you gave that message?A brother come to you and said, "Brother, I have to be frank with you."
但是如果你一个信息讲出来之后，一个弟兄到你面前说，我要对你诚实。
You know, it's hard to say, but I don't believe you have the gifts to speak.
虽然很难开口，但是你没有讲话的恩赐。
Do you still love the Lord?
你还爱主吗？
You put your heart out.
你已经把你的心都倾倒出来了。
You did the best you could.
你已经做了你能做的最好的。
But this brother said, I have no gift of speaking.
但是这个弟兄跟我讲，你完全没有说话的恩赐。
So my Lazarus died.
那个时候我的拉萨路就死了。
Do I still love the Lord?
那我还爱主吗？
Or I say, okay, I'll go somewhere else.
或者说，那我就到别的地方去好。
You know, if you don't accept my ministry, somebody else will.
你要不接受我的侍奉，那别人会接受。
You see that's the time that we can tell whether we do love the Lord or not.
所以只有在那样的时候，我们才能知道我们自己是不是有起初的爱。
Maybe you pursue the Lord with a bunch of great brothers and sisters.
也许你是与一些很好的弟兄姐妹们一起来追求主。
Yeah, you can almost see the Philadelphia.
你已经在那里看到腓拉铁菲了。
Yeah, this is it.
这就是腓拉铁菲。
I'm going with all of you.
我要跟这些弟兄姐妹一起向前走。
I'm so excited.
我是这么的激动。
But a few months later, division occurred among the brothers.
但是几个月之后，就在弟兄之间有了分裂。
And this one leave and that one leave.
这个人走了，那个人也离开了。
Do you still love the Lord?
你还爱主吗？
You know, Philadelphia is your Nazareth.
腓拉铁菲就是你的拉萨路。
But your Nazareth just died.
但你的拉萨路刚刚已经死了。
Do you still love the Lord?
你还爱主吗？
And that's the essence of loving the Lord.
所以这个是爱主里面最基本的。
Brother and sister, Nazareth is something we treasure the most.
弟兄姐妹们，拉萨路是我们最宝贵的东西。
Nazareth is something that we love dearly.
拉萨路是我们心里面非常爱的。
I don't know.Who is your Lazarus?
我不知道你的拉萨路是谁。
I don't know what is your Lazarus.
我不知道你的拉萨路是谁。
But one day, your Lazarus will die.
但有一天你的拉萨路会死。
Sometimes Lazarus is our children.
有的时候拉萨路是我们的儿女。
We want our children to go certain directions.
我们希望儿女走这条路。
But one day, our children told us, I'm not going in the direction you want me to go.
但有一天孩子到你面前说，我不愿意走你为我定的那条路。
Then your Lazarus died that day.
那一天你的拉萨路就死了。
Some of us, our job is our Lazarus.
对有些人来说，我们的工作就是拉萨路。
As long as I have job, everything is okay. I love the Lord with all my heart.
只要我有个好的工作，我尽心尽意地爱我的主。
I can do all things as long as I have my Lazarus.
我什么都可以做，只要拉萨路还在。
One day, your Lazarus will die.
但有一天，你的拉萨路要死。
While you still love the Lord.
你还是不是爱主？
Brother and sister, I don't know whether your Lazarus has died or not.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你的拉萨路是不是已经死了。
But only then, you will know whether you love the Lord or not.
只有在那个时候，你才能晓得自己是不是爱主。
I think sometimes the Lord allowed the changes and challenges and difficulties in our life.
有的时候，神让我们面对着很多的挑战，很多的困难在生活里面。
God has a purpose.
神是有他的一个心意。
To lead us through a journey.
他要
like everyone else in the Bible.
他要带我们走一条旅程，是圣经里面记载每个人都要走的。
To reveal to us how much we love him.
来显示我们自己里面有多么的爱主。
I would like to consider together with you three marks of first love.
所以我想现在跟大家来一起思想，起初的爱有三个记号。
What are the mark of those who have that first love in their heart.
如果那些在心里面有起初的爱的人，他们有什么记号？
And first one was found in Luke chapter 10.
第一处是在路加福音的第十章。
We find in Luke chapter 10, there was a person called Mary who sat at the feet of Lord Jesus.
在那里我们看到有一个人叫玛利亚，他是坐在耶稣的脚前。
And while he was sitting there, nothing could distract her.
当他坐在耶稣脚前的时候，没有任何一件事可以搅扰他。
She had such a longing for the presence of Jesus. Nothing can distract her.
她对着耶稣的同在，在耶稣的面前，她是这么的渴慕，没有任何一件事可以把她拉开。
This is the mark of someone have first love.
这是一个有人有起初爱的记号。
Longing for the presence of our Lord.
就是来渴慕主的同在。
Brother and sister, we live in a day where there are many distractions.
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在所活的世代有许多的搅扰。
Maybe you are distracted even at this time.
也许就在这个时刻你还在被搅扰。
Maybe you are distracted in your mind. You are worried something else happening.
也许在你的思想里面还有一件要发生的事让你受搅扰的。
I would be surprised if all of us are not distracted at this time.
如果在我们中间现在每个人这个时刻都没有搅扰，我会非常惊奇。
We are all being distracted all the time.
我们每时每刻都在受搅扰。
But if you have first love in your heart, nothing can distract you.
但是如果你心里有起初的爱，没有其他的事可以来搅扰你。
Last week I took out my cell phone. I turned off all the notification services.
上一周我把我的手机拿出来，把里面所有的那些通讯的那些通知我的东西都把它关掉。
I do not need to know the score of World Cup.
我不需要知道世界杯的那个比分是多少。
I do not know who has said what.
我也不需要知道谁说了什么话。
Only thing, there's only one notification I kept.
只有一个通知我是留在那里的。
I need to know whether my flight will be canceled or not.
就是我的这个航班会不会被取消。
That's the only thing I kept in my cell phone is whether I will have my flight canceled.
只有关乎航班的通知还在我的手机里面。
Brother and sister,We are distracted all the time today.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们每时每刻都在被搅扰。
To a degree, we could not find time to sit at the feet of our Lord Jesus.
甚至到一个程度，我们没有机会能够在耶稣的脚前。
When was last time that you sat at the feet of our Lord Jesus?For a while.
上一次你在耶稣的脚前停留过一会儿是什么时候？
We're worried and bothered by many things.
我们为许多的事思虑烦扰。
Therefore, we can't find time to come at the feet of our Jesus anymore.
所以我们甚至找不到机会能够坐在耶稣的脚前。
This is the crisis today.
这个是今天的危机。
This is the crisis for us. This is the crisis for our children today.
不光是我们的危机，也是我们儿女的危机。
We are easily distracted.
我们非常容易被搅扰。
We are distracted all day long.
每一天，整天都在被搅扰。
We couldn't find any moment.During our day, to sit at the feet of our Lord Jesus.
在一天，我们找不到一个时候能够坐在耶稣的脚前。
When you see the deer that travel so long to find waters, and when the deer find that water brooks, nothing can distract the deer.
如果你看到一头鹿跑了很长的路来找到水源，在他看到那个水水塘在他前面的时候，没有任何事可以把它再挪开了。
Because the deer pants for the water.
因为这个鹿是渴慕溪水的。
And this longing is the mark of first love.
这个渴慕就是起初的爱的记号。
On the day of resurrections, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb.
当主耶稣复活那一天，抹大拉的玛利亚，她一早就来到坟墓那里。
And she found empty tomb.
她那时候看到的是空的坟墓。
And he quickly ran back to find Peter and John.
然后她就回去找彼得跟约翰。
And Peter and John ran with her to the tomb.
然后彼得约翰跟她一同跑到坟墓那里。
And went into the tomb and saw there indeed was empty.
然后他们探头去看，发现里面真的是空的。
And they saw the face cloth, they saw the linen wrappings.
然后他们就看到裹头巾还有细麻布都是各卷在一处。
Then Peter and John went to their homes.
然后彼得约翰离开回家了。
And Mary Magdalene sat there weeping.
但是玛利亚站在那里哭。
Now you see the differences.
现在我们看到区别。
So Peter and John came, saw the same thing, they went home.
彼得约翰看到同样的事情，但他们回家了。
And Mary Magdalene saw the same thing, but stayed there and weeping.
但是抹大拉的玛利亚看到同样的事，她就站在那里哭。
Why was that?
为什么这样？
Mary Magdalene has no place to go when Jesus is not there.
抹大拉的玛利亚，如果耶稣不在的话，她没有可去的地方。
Because Jesus is her home.
因为耶稣是她的家。
In a sense, Mary has lost her home.
或者从另外一个角度讲，玛利亚她失去了她的家。
So Mary has no place to go anymore.
所以玛利亚没有可以再去的地方。
It's not like Peter and John, they still have place to go.
不像彼得约翰，他们两个还有可去的地方。
There's still many things that can distract Peter and John.
对他们来讲，还有很多的事可以来搅扰他们。
But I can tell you, there's nothing can distract Mary Magdalene from presence of Lord Jesus.
但我可以告诉你，没有任何的事可以搅扰抹大拉的玛利亚，让她从耶稣的同在里面离开。
So, brothers, sisters, I'd like for all of us to consider today is there a longing for God's presence in our heart today?
所以今天弟兄姐妹们，我们都来思想，在我们心里面有没有一个渴慕，就是耶稣的同在。
If there is no longing for the presence of Lord Jesus, we have lost.The first love.
如果我们心里面没有对神同在的渴慕，我们已经离弃那起初的爱。
If we can be distracted so that we can spend no time at all to sit at the feet of our Jesus, we have lost our first love.
如果我们被许多的事搅扰，已经没有时间可以坐在耶稣的脚前，那我们就已经离弃了起初的爱。
We must treasure that bit of time we spend with the Lord.
我们必须要宝贵那一点点的时间能够跟主在一起。
If we do not treasure the time we gather before the table, then we have lost the first love.
如果我们根本就没有宝贵在桌子面前一起聚集的时间，我们就离弃了起初的爱。
So this is the first mark, the longing for Lord's presence.
所以这是第一个记号，就是渴慕主的同在。
John 12 give us the second mark.
在约翰福音第二章给我们第二个记号。
In John 12 we saw Mary, the sister of Nazareth, pour out a pound of costly perfume of pure nard.
在那里面我们看到拉撒路的姐妹玛利亚，她拿着一斤极贵的真纳达香膏。
Mary and Martha were not very wealthy.
马大跟玛利亚他们都不是富有的人。
So that pound of perfume is all she had.
所以那一斤极贵的真纳达香膏就是她所有的。
And she poured out the entire bottle.
但是她却把整瓶的香膏倒出来。
And saved nothing for herself.
没有为自己存任何的东西。
He had given all to the Lord.
她把所有的一切都给了主。
And this is the second mark.Of those who have first love.
所以这是那有起初的爱的人第二个记号。
Does this describe us?
这个是不是也可以用来描述我们呢？
You remember when the Mary of the mother of our Lord Jesus, when angel revealed to her that she would.Give birth to a child.
还记得吗？耶稣的妈妈玛利亚，当天使向她显现，说你要怀孕生子的时候。
And Mary said, "How can this be? Since I am a virgin."
然后玛利亚当时就说：“我还没有出嫁，怎么能有这样的事呢？”
This is a very serious matter.
这是一个非常严重的事。
If a woman gave birth without being married, it meant death.
如果那时候有妇人生子却没有结婚的话，就是死罪。
So the angel asked something that means to bring death to Mary.
所以天使向玛利亚的要求是带给她死亡。
So what Mary said to the angel?
那玛利亚对天使的回应是什么？
Mary said, "Behold, the bond slave."Of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word.
他的回应是：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
This was first love.
这个就是起初的爱。
The Mary had given all to the Lord.
因为玛利亚已经把她所有的交给主。
When Paul saw our Lord Jesus on the way to Damascus,
当保罗在去大马士革的路上见到主耶稣的时候
，immediately he gave all to the Lord.
马上他就把自己的所有献给主。
Paul didn't save anything for himself.
保罗没有为自己保留任何的事。
And he said, in order to gain Christ, he has suffered.The loss of all things.
因为他自己说他要丢弃万事，为着要得着基督。
Have we suffered the loss of anything for the Lord?
我们有没有为主丢弃过任何一件事？
Ask seriously, have we suffered the loss of anything for the sake of our Lord?
我现在认真的问这个问题：我们有没有为主的缘故？付过任何的代价。
Are we willing to suffer the loss of a bit of time every day for our Lord Jesus?
有没有为着主耶稣的缘故，每一天我们丢弃一些时间？
Are we willing to suffer the loss of an evening for the Lord?
有没有为着主来丢弃一个晚上的时间？
How can we say we love the Lord and not willing to suffer the loss of one evening?
我们怎能说自己爱主，却不能为主来丢弃一个晚上的时间？
When was the last time that you suffered the loss of evening in order to fellowship with a brother or a sister?
有哪一次，上一次，你是为着主的缘故，丢弃了一个晚上来跟弟兄或者姐妹交通？
When was the last time you pick up the phone and call a brother or a sister because she or she didn't show up for a few weeks?
上一次你拿起电话来打给一个弟兄或者姐妹是什么时候？因为他们已经有几个星期不在教会。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we suffer nothing for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，很多时候我们为主没有丢弃任何事。
How can we say we love the Lord if we suffer nothing for the Lord?
如果我们为着主 任何的事都不丢弃，怎么能说我们爱主呢？
When the Lord loves us, He suffered everything for us.
因为主爱我们的时候，他丢弃了所有。
He saved nothing else.
他没有存下任何的事。
No good thing does He withhold from those who work rightly.
他未尝留下一件好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
So when the Lord loves us, He suffered all things.
所以当我们的主爱我们的时候，他已经丢弃了所有的事。
But when we love the Lord, we rarely suffer.
但是我们爱主的时候，有没有丢弃呢？
One of the things that we love says so, for thou in thy atonement didst give thyself to me.
有的时候我们唱这个诗歌这句话，因你为我代死时给的是你自己。
And that's first love.
这个是起初的爱。
The first love, give yourself.
这个起初的爱是给自己。
Therefore, if we want to love the Lord, if we say we love the Lord, we have to give ourselves to the Lord.
所以我们要爱主，我们要说自己爱主的话，要把我们自己来交给主。
This is the second mark of first love.
这是起初的爱的第二个标记。
And John 14 tells us the third mark of loving the Lord with first love.
在约翰福音十四章给我们看到起初的爱的第三个标记。
If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
Brother and sister, the fundamental issue today is the gap between what we know and what we practice.
弟兄姐妹们，今天最重要的一件事情，一个最大的一个鸿沟，就是我们所知道的跟我们所去行的差得太远。
When we were first saved,We practice what we know.
当我们起初得救的时候，我们所行的就是我们当时所知道的。
As the years go by, our knowledge of Him grew.
当年日过去之后，我们对他的知识在增长。
But our practice lagged behind.
但是我们实际的行动却在远远落在后面。
So there is a gap between what we know and what we practice.
所以我们所行的与我们所知道的中间就有一个鸿沟。
It is this gap that killed the first love.
就是这个鸿沟杀掉了起初的爱。
The bigger the gap, the little the love.
这个鸿沟越大，我们对神的爱就越少。
The gap could be so large, the house of prayer became the robber's den.
这个沟可以这么的大，这么的深，让神的殿甚至成为贼窝。
How can the house of prayer become the robber's den?
为什么万民祷告的殿最后变成了贼窝呢？
Because there is a gap between what they knew and what they practiced.
因为在他们所知道的跟他们所行的之间有一个鸿沟。
Lord, delight in burnt offering, but he delights more in obeying the voice of the Lord.
没错，神他喜悦燔祭和平安祭，但是神最喜悦的是人听从他的话。
Are we obeying the voice of the Lord?
我们有没有来顺从神对我们所说的话？
Do we obey the voice of the Holy Spirit?
我们有没有来顺从圣灵的声音？
On daily basis,
在每一天。
If we do love the Lord, we obey the voice of the Lord.
如果我们爱主的话，我们会顺从主的声音。
This is the mark of first love.
这个是起初的爱那个标记。
Brother, sister, I want to ask you, do you think that Lord Jesus knew that Peter would lose his first love?
弟兄姐妹们，我想问大家，主耶稣基督他知不知道彼得会失去那起初的爱？
I think Jesus knew.
我们相信主耶稣他是知道的。
Not only Jesus knew Peter will lose his love, our Lord Jesus knew all of us will lose our first love.
不光主耶稣知道彼得会离弃那起初的爱，主耶稣也知道我们每个人都会离弃那起初的爱。
And that is why before he went to the cross he gave a final lesson to disciples.
所以当他上十字架之前，他把最后的一个课程来教给他的门徒。
And that lesson is about how to regain first love.
那个课程就是怎么样来得回起初的爱。
Because he knew all of us will lose our first love.
因为他知道我们每个人都会离弃这起初的爱。
So he gave that final lesson. The lesson of all lessons is how to regain our first love.
所以他那天晚上给了那个教导，那个教导是所有教导中的教导，就是怎么得回这起初的爱。
He washed disciples' feet.
他在那里来洗门徒的脚。
The spiritual meaning of washing disciples' feet is pour out the love of God to them once again so that the love of God can be regained.
所以当时怎么样能够把起初的爱来得回，这个功课就是给他们洗脚，把他里面的爱可以浇灌出来，让这些人再得着这起初的爱。
Only the love of God can rekindle first love.
只有神的爱能够再把这起初的爱再挑旺起来。
By washing these five of the feet, Jesus displayed the love of God once again to them.
所以当他为门徒洗脚的时候，再把神的爱向门徒来显出。
Pour within their heart.
在浇灌在他们心里，
so they can regain the first love.
所以他们可以再得着起初的爱。
This is the only way we can regain the first love.
这是我们能够得着起初爱唯一的一条路。
It's allow the Holy Spirit to pour within our heart the love of God once again.
就是让圣灵再把神的爱再一次浇灌在我们心里。
But oftentimes we will like Peter.
但是很多时候我们还是像彼得。
We said, never shall you wash my feet.
我们甚至对主讲，你永不可洗我的脚。
We do not know how to receive the love of God.
我们不知道怎么样来接受主的爱。
Oftentimes, we were like Peter said, Lord, do not wash my feet.
很多时候我们像彼得一样对主说，永不可洗我的脚。
And Jesus said, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
但耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
I remember that when I was away from the Lord in my early years,
我记得当我最初的时候，曾经有一段时日是离开主的。
And I was not happy to be around with children of God.
在那个时候，我很不喜悦与神的儿女在一起。
Unfortunately, that there's a brother that went to the same high school.
但是很不幸的，有一个主里的弟兄，他跟我是在同一个高中里面。
And he always found opportunity to approach me.
然后他总是找机会来跟我。来找我。
And I was sitting in my class. I can see the brothers sitting outside the classroom.
然后我在自己的教室里面坐着，就看到那个弟兄就在教室外面。
I dislike him.
我不喜欢他。
I was telling the Lord, "Do not wash my feet."
那个时候我就对主讲，你不要洗我的脚。
I didn't know the spiritual meaning of washing the feet. I interpret my feeling at the time.
我当时并不知道洗脚这个属灵的意义。当时我只是把我当时的心情跟大家讲。
Oftentimes, we don't want to be washed.
很多时候我们不愿意被洗脚。
We do not know how to receive the love of God.
我们不知道怎样来接受神的爱。
We rather stay at our current conditions.
我们宁愿在我们现在的光景里面。
We don't like when brother called us.
我们不喜欢弟兄打电话给我们。
We don't like the brother asks us questions.
我们不喜欢弟兄来问我一些问题。
We don't want to be washed.
我们不愿意被洗脚。
Brother and sister, this gets in the way of returning to first love.
弟兄姐妹们，这件事阻碍我们来再得着起初的爱。
Unless we allow the love of Christ be poured within our heart again, we will not be able to return to first love.
如果我们不允许圣灵将神的爱再浇灌在我们心里，我们不可能回到起初的爱。
God only asks us one thing.
神只问我们一件事。
Which is to love Him with first love.
就是用起初的爱来爱他。
Nothing else really matters to our Lord Jesus.
对主耶稣基督来讲，没有其他的事他在乎的。
Brother and sister, let's be clear. Nothing else really matters with our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，愿我们清楚，对主耶稣来讲，没有其他的事他再在乎的。
Do not tell the Lord you can do this, you can do that, you can play pianos, you can sing beautifully, you can teach the classes, you can preach the gospel. Don't tell the Lord any of that.
所以不要告诉主耶稣说我可以弹琴，我可以来教课，我可以传福音，我可以做这些做那些。不要跟主讲这些事。
God only asks us one thing, is to love Him with first love.
神要求的只有一件事，就是用起初的爱来爱他。
Nothing else matters to our Lord Jesus.
对主耶稣来讲，没有其他的事再让他在乎的。
We have to know how to receive the love of Christ.
我们需要知道怎样来接受主耶稣的爱。
Allow our feet to be washed again.
允许我们的脚再被洗。
Finally, in 1 Corinthians, this precious words, if anyone loves God, he is known by him.
最后在哥林多前书那里有一个非常宝贵的一句话，若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
God knows if we love him.
神知道我们是不是爱他。
And only God knows.
而且只有神知道。
One day we will all be standing in front of the judgment seat of Christ.
总有一天我们大家都要站在主耶稣审判的台前。
And we will be very surprised by that day.
那一天我们肯定很惊奇。
I am sure that we all will be surprised that day.
我相信我们都会很惊奇。
And there are those who love the Lord, but we never knew.
因为有些人他们爱神，但是我们从来不认识他们。
They love the Lord in a way we never knew.
他们是用一个我们不知道的方式来爱了神。
But there will be those we thought they love the Lord.
但是还有一些人，我们觉得他们是爱主的。
But we will be surprised. It's not so.
但是我们也要惊奇，因为不是这样。
It matters only when God knows.
唯一有意义的事就是神他知道。
It doesn't matter the brother and sister know or not.
弟兄姐妹们知不知道无所谓。
It doesn't matter whether responsible brother know or not.
也不在乎负责的弟兄知不知道。
It doesn't matter that your family or your friends know or not.
也不在乎你的家人、你的朋友是不是知道。
The Bible said, if you love God, He's known by Him.
因为圣经这么讲，若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
And it is sufficient.
这已经足够了。
If God knows.
如果神知道，已经足够了。
And nothing else really matters.
其他的事都不重要。
A person who loves God with first love would not care how other people evaluate him or her.
如果一个人对神有起初的爱，他已经不在乎外面的人怎样来评价他对神的关系。
Now, what possessions other people will give him or her?
或者是其他的人给他什么样的地位或者尊崇。
The only thing that matters to us is that God knows.
唯有一件事是重要的，就是神知道。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord we still have time today.
弟兄姐妹们，感谢神，我们今天还有时间。
So we must come to the serious matter today.
所以今天我们需要来认真的考虑这件事。
Is do we love God?
我们是不是爱主
？Do we love God with our natural love, or we do we love God with first love?
我们是用天然的爱来爱他，还是用起初的爱来爱他
？If by His mercy.It is revealed that we have lost our first love today.
如果借着他的怜悯，今天我们意识到我们已经离弃了那起初的爱的话
，It is good news.
这是一个好消息。
It's actually very good news.
这是一个非常好的、极好的消息。
So we can come to the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to pour within our heart.The love of Christ, even now.
因为我们可以在现在求圣灵，将神的爱就在现在再浇灌在我们的心里。
There is no other prayer that will be answered like this prayer.
没有任何其他一个祷告会像这个祷告一样被神来垂听的。
As you find,
祈求的就得着。
Bible says so.
因为圣经是这么讲的。
God would give the Holy Spirit to those who ask.
神要把圣灵赐给那祈求的人。
And only through the Holy Spirit, God can pour within our heart the love of Christ.
只有借着圣灵，神才能把他神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
If you ask, you will find.
如果你祈求，就得着。
If you don't ask, you will not find.
不祈求，你就不得着。
The actions.It's on us.
所以行动应该在我们这一边。
So let us ask this morning.
让我们今天早上来祈求。
Let us knock the door this morning.
让我们今天早上来叩门。
Let's seek this morning.
让我们今天早上来寻找。
The promise is here.
因为神的应许在这里。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we want to come back to your presence again.
父啊，我们愿意再回到你的同在里面。
We want to ask you to give us this mercy to consider this serious matter in our heart.
主啊，真是怜悯我们，让我们在心里面真的是认真的考虑这件严重的事。
Have we lost our first love?
我们是不是已经离弃那起初的爱？
Father, if by your mercy that some of us has the answer, give us mercy to be washed by the Holy Spirit.
主啊，愿意借着你的怜悯，我们中间有人在你的怜悯里面愿意让你来洗我们的脚。
Father, you've given the promise that if we ask,We will find.
感谢你，因为你给我们这应许，寻找的就寻见。
I pray that there will be those that are here today will ask right now.
我们祷告，今天在座的中间有人向你来寻找，向你来祈求。
We have lost our first love.
因为我们已经离弃了起初的爱。
But by your promise that you said we ask, that we will find.
但是借着你的应许，我们祈求就得着。
We pray the Holy Spirit will pour in within our heart the love of Christ again this morning.
我们祈求你今天早上再一次借着圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So that we can become those who love you with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul.
所以我们可以成为那尽心尽意尽力爱你的人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。